In the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The first epistle of Saint Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, from verse 22 until 25. لأن اليهود يسألون آية واليونانيين يطلبون حكمة ولكننا نحن نكرز بالمسيح مصلوبا لليهود عثرة ولليونانيين جهالة وأما للمدعوين يهودا ويونانيين فبالمسيح قوة الله وحكمة الله لأن جهالة الله أحكم من الناس وضعف الله أقوى من الناس. For Jews request a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and the Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. بكرة يبقى عيد الصليب. Tomorrow it will be the feast of the cross. What is the meaning of the cross for the believer? For the Jews, it is a kind of stump. There is, as St. Paul said, they cannot accept it because for the Jews, he said, request a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. For the Jews, a stumbling block. The cross for the Greek is foolishness. If you ask the Jews what about the cross, they would say, oh, it is a stumbling block because we wanted the Messiah who is the king all over the world, and we become the greatest nation all over the world. For then they can't accept a very weak person who is crucified to be the Lord or to be the Savior. According to their view, if he couldn't save himself, how he can save us? For the Greek, they would say, oh, it is a foolishness to accept the cross because through the cross there is no teacher like Plato or Aristo, or those great philosophers. The Jews wanted a king in this world. The Greek wanted a philosopher like Plato and other philosophers. For us, the cross is the power and the strength of God. The cross is the wisdom of God. How is it? God was preparing the whole world, and especially his people, to accept the crucified Messiah. If we look to Abraham, when Abraham was asked from God to sacrifice his son, Isaac, as a burnt offering or sacrifice to God, he felt a kind of a spiritual joy. He was very joyful. He awoke early in the morning. He didn't enter in discussion with his wife. He took his son and he went to the mountain to sacrifice him or to be accepted as a victim or as a burning sacrifice or offering. I believe he didn't know at that time why he was full of joy. You can't say to a person who has a lonely son, and he had this son after asking God for a son more than 8 years, if he was married while he was 20 years old, and until he became about 100 years old, he had this son. And after he became about 16 years old, and the age of Abraham was at that time 116 or 117, and then God, can you sacrifice your son on my behalf? By logic, it is impossible. You can't imagine any father, especially he had the lonely son, and after those 80 or more than 80 years after his marriage, and you ask him to sacrifice his son and to slay him by his own hand. What about his feeling? And when we read the story, we felt that Abraham, in fact, was full of joy. I think when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and he died, and the soul of the Lord Jesus Christ departed from this world and entered into the hell, and all the hell became collapsed, and the doors were destroyed, and the walls of the hell totally collapsed, Abraham said, oh, now I understand why I was joyful when I started to sacrifice my son. My son was a sign and a type and a symbol of the crucified Lord. Abraham discovered the strength of the cross when he saw by himself how lot of people, thousands and thousands of the believers, became free and they left the hell to go to the paradise with the crucified one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we can say God prepared the people through Abraham to accept the sacrifice of the cross as is the strength of God and has power to grant freedom to those who were captives in the Hades. Perhaps you say, okay, it is in the past, what about in the present? When we trust in the crucified one, and we accept the cross in our life, and we feel that we are in captivity or in the hell, I can't be free. Truly, God granted me freedom and granted me a free will, but practically sin looks like a master, and I became a slave of sin, of bad thoughts, of the love of the world, and many sins. When we trust in the cross and we ask the Lord Jesus Christ, for me it is impossible by my own self to be free or to overcome many sins, who can grant me the strength to be free from all these sins? It is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not just a sign to be put on the iconostasis or on the church or to be on our chests or to take it in our home, put it in our home and so on. The cross, in fact, is to enjoy the strength of the crucified one in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe when Saint Paul said that he was crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, always we look, oh, he was crucified because he suffered too much, always he was persecuted, he accepted to fast for a long time, he traveled and he was and very tired in preaching and so on. No, all this is correct but incomplete. Saint Paul, when he said, I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, it means I discovered the strength and the wisdom of the cross. Truly I am suffering, but what more important, while I am suffering, I enjoy the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ. I enjoy the sweetness of the cross. I remember from about, I think less than 1 month, a little lady called me and said, Father, I want to tell you something very good in my life. And can you say to me, congratulations? I said, why? She said, I am suffering of cancer. I am shocked. She, very young, she was very happy. She said, I felt I am with the Lord Jesus Christ, even or especially when I am suffering of the cancer. What do you think of this little lady? What you can say to her? She can say truly, with Saint Paul, I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because she was suffering or she is suffering of cancer, but because she had the experience of joy. And she felt that she is lifted up by the hands of God while she was suffering of cancer. The crucifixion, in fact, with the Lord Jesus Christ makes us full of joy under all circumstances. When we practice fasting, in other religions, sometimes when they are fasting, they become very angry, very upset, very nervous. Why? I am fasting. All the day I didn't eat. When we have the experience of the true Christian fasting, we become like angels of God. We feel that we are very happy. We have victory over the desires of the body. We feel our soul is lifted up to heaven itself. We are in fellowship with the Lord. We have the experience of the work of the Holy Trinity, the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit. We are in need, when we preach the cross, not to focus our eyes on suffering, but to focus our eyes on the crucified one, on the Lord himself, the source of joy, the strength of God, as Saint Paul used to say, and the wisdom of God, the Son of God, the Word of God. Therefore, when we celebrate the feast of the cross, It doesn't mean just we make decoration for the priest and we say many hymns and we say, oh, we have special mass or liturgy for the cross. All these things are very good. But at first, in this feast, I am with the crucified one. He is my life. He is my joy. He is my glory. He is my eternal life. He is everything in my life. I am not in lack of anything because I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Celebrating the feast of the cross of Christ, not any cross, incites us to reveal the reality of the person or of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is crucified on behalf of us. As teachers of Sunday school, how can we celebrate the feast of the cross? At first, we have to focus our eyes, our feelings, our emotions on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. What we see in the cross, we see the lover of all mankind. We see the Son of God stretched his hands to embrace all of us. I remember a story, I read it in a Russian books concerning how to educate the children. The writer said, when there was a lady and she has a little child, and on Sunday when she want to go to the church, the child said, Mom, I don't want to go to the church. She tried, in the church we will see the Lord Jesus Christ, he is lover of mankind, he loves you, and so on. He said no, and I said no, I will not go with you to the church. She left him, and she went to the church. On her return, what she said to him, she didn't say to him, oh, Father Arsenius, or Father Tedros, or Father Yusuf, any father is asking for you. He would say, what? Okay. She said to him, oh, your friends were asking about you. I can meet them in any other place, and so on. But she said to him, do you know what happened in the church? He said, no. He said, oh, the Lord Jesus Christ said to me, I miss your child. I miss your child. He was looking for you. He didn't see you in the church. He missed you. On the following Sunday, he awoke very early and said, Mom, can we go to the church? Because Jesus Christ also missed me as I missed him. This is the crucifixion. On the cross, the Lord say, I missed all my kind, all mankind. I love all men. My kingdom, my glory, my heaven is in fact for every single person in the world. This is the reality of the cross. When we discover that the cross in fact is the expression, the practical expression of the divine love, we can practice crucifixion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why sometimes the children or the young people say, oh, it is boring, the mass is boring, the Bible is boring, the hymn is boring. Why? Because they are not in touch with the reality of the cross. Always you are speaking the dogma and very, not practically, but just by our mind or human wisdom try to explain the dogma and the teaching of the church or the Bible and so on. No. We have to reveal by our life, by our words, by all our inner man, that the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ is the divine love, the practical divine love. The Lord miss us. He misses us. He wants every one of us. He is waiting to welcome every one of us to be with him as we are at home. نفسنا كده أولادنا يحسوا إلهنا ده مشتاق لينا, مش احنا المشتاقين له. احنا ما طلعناش السماء نقول له تعال عايزين نجي لك, ما نقدرش. هو نزل عندنا بيقول انا انتوا وحشني, السماء مستنياكم, انا عايزكم في حضني. مسيحنا هو اللي نزل الينا. يقول معلمنا بولس الرسول احبنا ايه اولا. He started love, not we start to love him. We can't love him unless we discover his divine love towards us. مش عارف it is clear or not. Then why Abraham accepted the cross joyfully in very, very bad circumstances according to our human wisdom? Because he discovered the reality of the crucifixion. It is a kind of practical divine love. The Lord Jesus Christ, before he was incarnated in the Old Testament, he revealed the cross by lot of means. For example, Jacob was rejected from his brother. His father and his mother couldn't protect him. He was on his way to his uncle. Everything was black in his eyes. The road is very risky, the way very risky. My father and my mother couldn't do anything to me or to save me from my brother. My brother is very strong and he want to kill me, and I have nothing to defend myself. What is the way for your salvation? No, not for only to be saved from my brother, but to enjoy what happened. When he put his head on the stone, the Lord Jesus Christ is the rock and the stone. When he put his head on the chest of the Lord Jesus Christ, he discovered a very huge ladder, and the angels ascending and descending from heaven to him. And he said, oh, how beautiful is this place. How truly it is the gate of heaven. I hope that I will build an altar to the Lord in this place. What is this place? It is on my way, the risky way. None with me. I am alone in the midnight, and nothing can help me. But I saw the cross, the ladder to heaven, and even the angels are rejoicing, and the Lord in heaven waiting me, calling me to ascend by the cross and to enjoy him. If I ask you, not by words, but practically, can you give me an account concerning your life here in this world, I think the majority would say, oh, we have a very hard cross. We have a lot of problems. We are suffering from this or that thing. If we ask Jacob, what about this trip? He would say, it is a unique trip. Thanks God, he granted me to be rejected from my brother and make my father and my mother helpless, and none is with me. I am truly alone, but I am not alone. He looked by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And what he said? He said, all of you will leave me. I am alone, but I am not alone because the Father is with me. Do you feel that the Father is within you, is with you, even while you are in a problem or whatever happened in your life? Through the cross, I discovered that my life, as Origen used to say, that our life is a very joyful trip from earth to heaven. According to Saint Jacob of Serug, he said, Moses put a veil on his face, and the people, even his brother Aaron, couldn't see him because the skin of his face was shining. It was very brightful. When he used to speak with God, he took off the veil. كان يشيل البرقع لما يجي يصلي مع ربنا ويحط البرقع لما يتكلم حتى مع أخوه هارون. According to the thought of Jacob of Serug, when Moses started to leave Ramesses, Egypt, and he was on his way toward the promised land, he didn't look behind him to see the king of Egypt is in trouble and wants to enter in battle against him or to kill him and his people. Never. He didn't look that there is the Red Sea before him, and the mountains on his right hand and mountains on the left hand. No. If you ask Moses, what do you see when you left Egypt? He would say, oh, I gave my back to Satan. I see the baptism, or the, we can say the mystery of baptism before me. And I am in the way, which is in fact the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way. I am lifted up by the Lord. I am on my way to heaven, not to the promised land here in this world, but to the promised heavenly life. Therefore, there is totally the totally we can say different between the ideas of Moses and the ideas of the people. The people were looking physically to what happened. Moses was looking spiritually to what happened. I am rejoicing. My life is a trip. I am on my way to be with the Lord. Therefore, when the Lord said to him, can you go up on the mountain of of Nebo, because you will die there. He said, oh, it is my pleasure. Whom you will take, Moses? Your wife, your children, the high priest with you, the Levites to pray the funeral service? No, I will be alone. I enjoy that departure from this world. I am not alone, my Lord with me. And it is written in the book of Deuteronomy that the Lord buried him. تخيل كده واحد يقول له يا رب نفسي في طلبة. ايه الطلبة اللي عايزها؟ لما اموت مش عايز حد يدفني، انت اللي تدفني. ممكن حد يقولها؟ ايه رأيكم؟ Can you ask God that when you will die, God himself will bury you in the grave? No. None. In all the history we find God buried except Moses. Because he was in his trip towards heaven. Crucifixion, in fact, is to share Jacob his feelings that there is a great ladder. Through it, I enjoy the fellowship of the angels who were ascending to heaven. I enjoy the vision of the Lord welcoming me. I see myself that I am above all this world, all the events of this life. I am in the hands of God. Through Abraham, we discover the sacrifice is very sweet, even if I sacrifice my lonely son. Through Jacob, we discover the crucifixion is a joyful trip from this world to the world to come. نفسي أحبائي، سواء ولادنا في مدارس الأحد أو شباننا أو ولادنا فيزيكالي في العيلة أو our relatives، يحسوا we are very joyful. إيه اللي ناقصنا؟ إيه رأيكم؟ يعني نفسي كده ربنا يعني خدنا صورة للقلوب تطلع كل القلوب فرحانة، فرحانة بربنا زي ما يعقوب كان فرحان وهو بيحلم. امتالي لما صحي من النوم كده قال ياه ايه اللي صحاني؟ كان نفسي النومة دي تقعد فور جود، ما اطلع من النومة دي على السماء على طول. صح؟ واحد عايش شايف السماء مفتوحة والملائكة طالعين وربنا مستنيه بيناديه بيقول له تعالى يا يعقوب قاعد تعمل ايه على الارض؟ يقول له طب ممكن تاخدني دلوقتي؟ بدل ما لما واحد يقول لك انا نفسي يعني اروح عند ربنا تقول له لا بعد الشر. بعد الشر ايه؟ انت بتقول له بعد الخير مش بعد الشر. حد يطول يروح، حد يطول يروح يقعد مع ربنا. ربنا استخدم many symbols, hundreds of symbols in the Old Testament to discover the reality of the cross. هقول لكم حاجة يمكن أول مرة I noticed it from just 1 month through the writings of Saint Jacob of Serug. David, before he received the kingdom, the heroes and the generals and the leaders of the army surrounded him and assembled with him. And at that time, Bethlehem was surrounded or occupied by the Palestinians, Palestinian. He said, oh, I am thirsty. I want a cup of water from the water of Bethlehem. Three of the heroes said, oh, David wants some water. We will sacrifice ourselves and bring the water for David. And they entered through the enemies and brought some water from Bethlehem and brought it to David. I think in 2 Samuel. What David did? He said, oh, they sacrificed themselves, they accepted to go and to bring the water. I can't drink this water. I will present this water as an offering to God himself. And he put it on the sacrifice to the Lord. And he refused to drink it. قصة عجيبة قوي. داود كده يتنهد ويقول مين يديني كوباية مية من بيت لحم؟ فيطلعوا ثلاثة من الجبابرة البأس يجيبوا له كوباية مية من المية، فياخد كوباية المية يقول دي تمن ثلاثة انفار كان ممكن يموتوا، فياخد المية يحطها على السكيب على ذبيحة ربنا ويقول دي جيفت ربنا. ايه معنى القصة دي؟ ايه معنى القصة دي؟ انا بقعد كده افكر فيها. جيكوب سروج سيز ديفيد ان فاكت ريبريزنت ذا بيبل اوف جاد، هيز هارت ان فاكت ديزايرد تو سي ذا تشايلد اوف بيثلحم ذا لورد جيسوس كرايست who is in fact the rock and flows the water of life. داود كان قلبه واكله يقول امتى اشوف ابن ايه طفل بيت لحم واتمتع بالمية اللي واقف يقول ان عطش احد فليأتي والايه ويشرب. يقول قال المرأة السامرية الماء الذي انا اعطيه هو ايه من يشرب منه لا يعطش، ده ماء حياة أبدية. وبعدين ياخد المية دي يعمل فيها ايه؟ يحطها على الساكريفايس. الطفل ده بس كده قال له انا ما اقدرش اخدك، لكن انت اللي تيجي وتقدم ذاتك ذبيحة للآب نيابة عني وعن البشرية كلها. Then this event in fact reveals the reality of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, from all our hearts we desire to see the crucified one, and we accept him as the sacrifice on behalf of the whole world and the victim of all mankind, and we feel he offered this gift or this sacrifice on behalf of all of us. الحقيقة كل أحداث العهد القديم كان ربنا بيعد كل واحد فينا إزاي يقول مع بولس الرسول مع المسيح صلبت فأحيا لا أنا بل المسيح يحيا فيا. In fact, through the cross, في واحد بعت لي ورقة استغربت ليها لكن حلوة عن الصليب. كتب لي بيقول ايه؟ لماذا تظهر خطط الله انها فاشلة؟ Why the plans of God appears as in failure? وجايب يعني من examples. أذكر مرة كان في conference وبعدين Sunday school teachers والyoung people made questionnaire. إيه رأيك في الconference؟ What about the words؟ It was يعني short ولا كانت طويلة كبيرة إلى آخره. وتدي كام في وبعدين يقولوا إيه؟ اللي اتكلم ده ياخد 70% وده ياخد 80% وده ياخد 5%. If we made a questionnaire when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, what the result of the questionnaire will be? Jesus Christ totally in failure. All his service and ministry for 3 years, at the end no one surrounded him except Saint John and Saint Mary, and they were very weak at that moment. Totally in failure. If we wait after the day of the Pentecost, when Saint Paul just gave a sermon for 5 minutes, and about 3,000 persons believed in the Lord and accepted to be baptized. And afterwards, many and many countries accepted the Lord. If we make the questionnaire after the crucifixion, many months, what would be the result? Oh, he is totally successful. Then the problem for us, we are looking to the cross immediately. It is a failure. If we wait to see the result, we will see how it is very successful. فالأخ اللي باعت الجواب ده وكاتب خطة الله وانتهت بالفشل. مين قال لك فشل؟ When you will see thousands and thousands and millions of people on the last day rejoicing and sharing the heavenly host their hymns, what will you say about the plan of God? You say, oh, how God is very great, how he had all those people, even the heavenly host will be in wonder for the beauty of the church and for the strength of the church at this moment. One bad question. As a concerned father, I see the youth in our church participating in church activities for social reasons than for spiritual reasons. They come to the church to meet their friends, to have fun rather than meeting with God and worshiping Him. Is this a phenomenon common to other churches? Have you seen this in other churches, or it is particular to our church? What can we do to counter this phenomenon? Please say a word of advice to our youth, and more importantly, to their servants. Thank you. The problem, in fact, not in the youth. The problem is within us. I remember a person, I think, in Los Angeles. He came and he said, can I confess? And in his confession he said, I put in my mind to ignore totally the faith. I believe that there is no God. I didn't care about the Bible. I didn't believe in the eternal life, and so and so. And when I remembered my mom, while she always smiling, and she loved me, and then I discovered, when I will leave the Lord, I will not be like her, full of joy and full of love. And I returned again to my God. Through the love and through the joy of his mother. The youth are in need to discover our joy and our love in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is very important. If you want to teach them about the Lord, there is no other way except through joy and through love. From a couple of years, once I visited a family here in the United States. And when I opened the Bible to read, one of the members of the family said, Father, please, before reading the Bible, this person didn't believe in God. He is atheist. Can you prove to him that there is a God, and then we can read the Bible? Then I asked the person, what do you believe concerning the church? He said to me, oh, the church, in fact, all the members of the church are hypocrites. I said, I accept it on one condition. He said, what? I said, instead of all, can we say some? He said, okay. Some of them are hypocrites, mura'im. Then I said, how can we change them from this situation to be truly believers in God and enjoy the life, the heavenly life. And we started practically, how can we work in the church without discussing anything concerning God? After the discussion, he said to me, how can I work with you in serving the Lord? They are in need, not to enter in discussion and arguments and so on. They are in need that the church is full of joy and full of love. If we love them practically and reveal our joy in the Lord Jesus Christ, surely their life will be changed. Second thing, please don't criticize them. The problem, instead of criticizing ourselves, we criticize them. I remember when I went to Australia once, not the last one, before the last one. Then there was a group of young people, about five persons, and two families living together. And the young people, for the first time I saw them in Sydney, and they said to me, Father, how can we help you in anything? I said to them, I came to give lectures concerning Cyril of Alexandria. Can you make a download for the files concerning Cyril of Alexandria from the internet? They said, oh, it is our pleasure. And on the following day, they brought CD, and they said, we work together the 5 until 5 o'clock morning, and they make download for a lot of files concerning Cyril of Alexandria. After I take it, they said, what we will do to this day? I said, can you also make download of St. John Chrysostom? They brought for me more than 700 files concerning St. John Chrysostom. Then said, what can we do? I said, can you take the files of Cyril of Alexandria and to arrange it and to make it as a topic concerning Cyril of Alexandria? They enjoy it because they love the computer and the internet. And instead of saying, oh, always you are with the working in the computer, always you are involved in the internet, instead of criticizing them, we have to guide them on the right way. It is a gift. And they are more, they have more experience than us in using the internet, the computer, and so on. Instead of saying it is bad, no. It is bad for us to criticize them. They are lucky because there is an internet. I remember a person came to be baptized in Alexandria. He was in El Mexico. And for a long time, he used to send questions to the Catholic and then to the Protestant and at last evangelic and at last to the Orthodox. And the only one church in Alexandria, they sent to him the answer and start to send to enter in communication together. And he came by himself and he paid ticket from Mexico near Los Angeles to Alexandria to be baptized because he loved Orthodoxy through the internet. And instead of using the internet and arguments, look to the internet. It is a very good way to preach and to reveal the sweetness of the Lord Jesus Christ through the internet. How can we direct our children, our young people, to use the internet and all the technology on behalf of the kingdom of God? أحب أتمنى كده من قلبي نحن دايما يعني نشجع ولادنا إنهم بدل من ننتقدهم باستمرار لكن نوجههم يعملوا حاجة لحساب الكنيسة. في واحد بيتكلم إن لو في ولاد متعبين في الكنيسة، لا مش كل الولاد اللي في الكنيسة، في أي كنيسة في العالم مش كل الولاد كويسين. لازم تختار لأولادك الولاد الكويسين، بس ما تقولش لا ده في ولاد وحشين في الكنيسة يبقى نمنع ولادنا من الكنيسة، لا طبعا. ماذا تقول لإنسان يشعر بثقل في الحياة رغم خوفه ربنا ولا يستطيع أن يلقي الحمل بالكامل على الله؟ هل أولاد الله لابد أن يكون لهم الفرح الدائم؟ Truly we hope that we become full of joy, the perfect joy, but at the same time don't ignore that there is struggling with Satan and he always wants us to be upset. But even when we are upset, we pray and ask God and he surely will work in our life. ما معنى دع الموتى يدفنون موتاهم؟ يعني الموتى الفيزيكالي موتى اللي بيخدموهم السبريتوالي موتى، يعني they somebody dead physically. And when a person die physically, many people try be involved to bury them, but they are also dead spiritually. We don't want to be dead spiritually. How I enjoy the salvation through my bad deeds and thoughts, although I ask Jesus Christ to help me only to be a good image for him. لو واحد لابس لبس ابيض او واحده لابسه لبس ابيض يعني white clothes and say oh I want to always to be very clean and my clothes to be always clean. ممكن تلبس اي لبس مثلا لمده 3 سنين ما تقلعهوش عشان ده ابيض وعايز يبقى نظيف، لازم يتغسل، والا ما كانش ربنا قال لنا كل يوم تقول واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن ايضا المذنبين الينا. Don't worry because there are bad thoughts, but put it under the feet of the crucified one. And don't be depressed because you are attacked by bad thoughts. Even Saint Anthony the Great said, you can oblige the birds to fly on your head, but you can forbid them to be on your head. في فرق كبير بين a bird flying upon my head and the bird make a nest on my head. The problem not in the bad thoughts, the problem that we accept it and we are not crying to the Lord to grant us strength to get rid of these thoughts. ازاي نعيش بدون فتور او كسل؟ وإن حصل فتور نعمل إيه؟ كوني أعيش من غير فتور I think impossible. It is for our goodness, for our progress that we sometimes feel that we are cold, then we are struggling. And when you feel again that you are down, you are struggling. Unconsciously you are growing up but you feel you are down. دايما ولاد ربنا بيقولك انا خاطي كويس، لكن في اعماقه ما فيش depression، ما فيش despair. I am full of hope. I trust my Lord. I believe he can grant me the holy life. Therefore as we trust in him he will work in our life. كيف نصل إلى التسليم التام الكامل؟ وهل هذا لازم يتطلب وقت أم يمكن تحصل نقطة تحول سريعة؟ مش عارف. أنا أعرف حاجة واحدة: when I feel I am worried about anything, I lift up my heart to God and my mind and ask Him to help me. If He looks to me and it is for my salvation to take off this immediately, okay. If He wants me to struggle against it, it is also for my pleasure. هل عدم وجود صليب للإنسان يحمله ونشوف كل حاجة حلوة ونعم ربنا كتير، هل ده ممكن يكون زعل أو عدم رضا من ربنا؟ لا، ممكن تبقى في شايل الصليب وانت مش حاسس انك شايل الصليب عشان فرحان بربنا. If you ask the thief who was on the right hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, can you tell us about your cross? He would say, oh, which cross? You are crucified and you was in very bad situation. So he said, no, I am full of joy. I am focusing my eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't care about anything in my body. I think I am the happiest person all over the world. Although he was crucified. From outside you say, oh, he is very wicked person. He is very tired. He is on the cross. He is suffering. When you ask him, he would say, no, I am not suffering. I am waiting to be with the Lord. I am lucky that, if it is correct, I am lucky that I see the Lord and I spoke with Him and He opened the gate to heaven or to the paradise for me. واحد كاتب كولوس 2 18 و 19. أنا أصلي عندي ذاكرة تعبانة من طفولتي فما بحفظش، لكن صلوا لي عشان اقدر احفظ ولو حتى بالروح مش ضروري بالحرف. لا يخسركم احد الجعالة راغبا في التواضع وعبادة الملائكة متداخلا ما لم ينظره منتفخا باطلا من قبل ذهني الجسدي وغير متمسك بالرأس الذي منه كل الجسد بمفاصل وربط متوازلا مقترنا ينمو نموا من الله. Saint Paul in Colossians 1:18 and verse 19, he spoke concerning a kind of heresy at that time concerning the Gnostics, لما الغنوصيين. They believed that God, they don't say God, they say the super being or the superior being in heaven, and we are on earth, and there are many mediators. Some of these mediators are angels, and they believed I have a body, and the body for them is a matter of evil thing. They hated the body, and they said this body is created by devil, not by God. They asked the first, they called him Ayun, or angel. Can you help me? And they worship this Ayun. And then when they succeed, they make second, third. The majority said until the 12th, then he will be with the superior being. They believed, when they accepted Christianity, that the Lord Jesus Christ is one of these ions. He went to say to them, only we have one mediator, he is one with us and one with the Father. Therefore, he prevents anyone to worship the angels of God. أشكركم وأتمنى لكم حياة مقدسة وتصلوا لي وتدعوا لي. برنامج إيه بون؟ لا سمح. عشان أسيبكم لأنني مسافر الحقيقة. أنا فرحان إن أنا وسطيكم وأشكركم على القداس النهاردة والقعدة بتاعت النهاردة وقعدة امبارح. إلهنا الحبيب يسوع، إيه اللي ممكن نقدمه يا ربي قدام حبك العجيب؟ على الصليب يا ربي أعلنت أبواب السماء المفتوحة، وعلى الصليب مديت إيديك عشان تاخدنا في حضنك، وعلى الصليب يا رب اديتنا ان احنا نشترك مع كل رجال العهد القديم، مع ابراهيم اللي قبل يقدم ابنه ذبيحة، ومع يعقوب اللي شاف صليبك سلم بتصعدنا بيه الى السماء لكي ندخل في شركة مع السمائيين. وبالصليب يا ربي شفناك الاب الحنين اللي واخدنا في حضنك وترفعنا إلى حضن الآب، وتفتح قلوبنا وتدينا روحك القدوس الناري اللي ادتهولنا في ميرون لكي نعيش هياكل مقدسة يقودنا روحك، لكي نصير أيقونة جميلة ليك أنت اللي تتشكل فينا، ونبقى يا ربي صورة حية ليك، نفرح قلوب السمائيين لأنه يشوفوا صورتك فينا، ونفرح قلب الآب لأن يرانا يراك في داخلنا. يا ربي مشتاقين أيامنا القليلة اللي فاضلة في العالم، اجعلها تكون أيام بركة ونعمة. فتح قلبنا يا ربي لإدراك عمل روحك القدوس وعمل أبيك وأيضا عملك المقدس على الصليب، لكي نتمتع يا ربي بأحضانك، نتمتع يا ربي بأمجادك، لكي ندرك يا ربي أسرارك، لكي نشبع يا ربي من إنجيلك. النهاردة يا ربي نطلب إليك، إن كنت أنت صلبت من أجل البشرية كلها، كم من الملايين بل بلايين من الناس ضايعة، مين حيدور عليهم غيرك؟ ومين يغير قلبهم إلى روحك القدوس؟ يا ربي طلبة خاصة من أجل المؤمنين ومن أجل غير المؤمنين، من أجل إخواتنا اللي في مصر المسيحيين وغير المسيحيين. نطلب إليك من أجل المضطهدين، من أجل المذلين، من أجل المظلومين، من أجل المتضايقين، من أجل رب الذين ليس لهم من يسأل عنهم. أذكر خلاص العالم كله، أذكر يا ربي المظلومين، وأذكر أيضا الظالمين لكي تنزع عنهم روح العنف والقسوة وتديهم روح الحب وتملأ قلوب كل الناس يا ربي بالفرح. May our Lord Jesus Christ, you reveal yourself and your Father and the Holy Spirit in the lives of all mankind. We hope that we see all mankind are the one church with one faith, one hope, and believe in one God and enjoy the Holy Trinity. We ask you for the edification of the Church of God all over the world. We ask you for every single person in the world. May you grant us to live in this world as if we are in a very joyful trip, so that we may enjoy you in our life. Our Lord Jesus Christ, reveal your word within our hearts, so that we may become illuminated and become full of joy and full of light. Through the prayers of Saint Mary, through the prayers of Saint George, the angel of this church, through the prayers of all the prophets, the apostles, the disciples, through the blessing of your cross, may you hear us when we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from Christ, for thine the kingdom, power, glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, and ربنا معاكم فرح قلبكم. شايف انتوا لسه عندكم عادة ولا؟ محبة الله الآب ونعمة الابن الوحيد ربنا إلهنا وخلصنا يسوع المسيح شركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بسلام. سلام رب معكم.